Hello, I'm Mike Church, and I'm going to read Chapter 1 from Day Reeling, A Tale of Desperation and Respiration in 50 Simple Lessons. Chapter 1. You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet. Okay, folks, are we ready to hammer our grammar? Wouldn't it be easier to smother her with a pillow? I'm sorry, Miss Tedley, said Colin, sensing that his sin-free syntax spaceship was already spiralling out of control. In her sleep, dear. Using a hammer sounds very messy to me. Did any of you lot see that film last night? Oh, God, here we go. Not now, Jack. This bloke, right, can't remember his name. Too late. He lived with his gran, and they was always arguing about whatever, because she was a crap cook but an argumentative old sod, till one day he was about to sit down for lunch, when he just lost it and went for her with a bread knife. But the thing is... Jack paused for thought. It wasn't always easy finding the right words. Okay, thank you, Jack, said Colin, looking around the room at Jack's captive audience. Not that he felt envious or inadequate. Jack proceeded to deliver his final blow. Well, the thing is, this greaser's gran was a black belt in karate, and before he could even bring the knife down, she fairly clobbered him one in the ghoulies. That was the last time he made any rude comments about her turkey breasts. Having turkey breasts at my age is nothing to be ashamed of, young man. Miss Tedley, you ain't understood nothing of what I just said. Colin seized this opportunity to try and get his class back on track. Not that it was going particularly badly by his standards. On a scale of 1 to 10, this was a 5, maybe a 6, right up there with his very best performances. You ain't understood nothing, Jack. You got a problem with that craphead? Rapid. Yeah, I know. I was calling you a craphead, rapid. Colin could see Jack was trying to wind him up, but he was far too consummate a pro to rise to the bait. Not for nothing had he sweated his way through a 600-hour course on emotional intelligence. Come here and say that to my face, you thick peasant. Jack didn't need to be invited twice, but fortunately for everyone concerned, Nicola was quick to intervene. Leave it, Jack. It ain't worth it. As Jack meekly obeyed and returned to his seat, Colin slipped effortlessly from teaching mode to preaching mode in 0.8 seconds. Two negatives make a positive, so we should never use, for example, not and nothing in the same sentence. You just did! You know what I mean, Nicola. I ain't got a clue what you're on about. Ain't, Nicola? Yeah, ain't, as in this class ain't going nowhere. Colin had to agree with Nicola. She had this effect on men. But no way was he going to let her win this one. Besides, it was a question of professional duty. It was his job to teach these poor souls how to talk proper. Okay, can anyone improve on Nicola's last sentence? This class ain't never going nowhere? I said improve, not make worse, Jack. Colin was warming up at last. He loved a good grammar argument, especially as this was the only kind of argument he had a hope in hell of ever winning. More than duty, it was now a question of professional pride. But Jack wasn't beaten yet. I ain't no good at maths, craphead, but I reckon if two negatives make a positive, it follows that three negatives must make a negative, don't it? Jack was right, and so was Colin. But neither of them was interested in sharing the points. It was time for our hero to try another line of attack. What about ain't, anyone? What about it, said Jumping Jack Flash. Well, it ain't good grammar, Jack, that's all. Didn't you say the other day that your favourite song ever was Say It Ain't So Joe? Songs is different, Jack, innit? Ain't we been through all this before? Anyway, it ain't my favourite no more. Colin's grammar always went to pot whenever they got him onto his favourite topic, music. As Colin saw things, the world could be divided into two groups, those with musical taste and those without. Colin was in the first group, of course. Although many of the best songs flouted every grammatical rule under the sun, this had never stopped Colin from singing along, or humming along when he couldn't remember the words. When he was feeling uninspired, Colin would take songs into class, together with gap lyrics for his students to fill in as they listened. They'd done Yesterday, Only Yesterday. Yesterday. Miss Tedley had taken to the task with relish. Yesterday, 10 or 13 people in New York had no water or lights. Must have been no joke, if I grasped it correctly. I always knew you were a bit hard of hearing, Miss Tedley, but I didn't realize you were that bad. Don't you like my lyrics, dear? It's not a question of liking or not liking, Miss Tedley. Listen and fill the gaps, you said. Well, that's what I did. Instructions, dear. Your instructions were ambiguous. Seeing that Miss Tedley was the sort of person who could quite happily complete the telegraph crossword without reading any of the clues, Colin knew better than to pursue this conversation any further. A short while ago, Colin had made a compilation of his 50 favourite songs of all time. They fitted nicely onto 3 CDs. There was a time when such a compilation would have been unthinkable, but the introduction of the 80-minute recordable CD had totally transformed Colin's life. That said, how he had agonised over the final track list. Even now, he still felt occasional pangs of guilt for taking out Refugee at the last minute to make room for Sugar Baby Love. Colin's life had been full of tough decisions, but that one had marked a watershed. He would have to live with that decision for the rest of his life, obviously. And then there was the question of what to call his compilation. Names were important, as Colin had discovered to his cost over the years. He was, therefore, determined to get it right on this occasion. Initially, he had toyed with Colin's Amazing Selection and Delectation, Genuinely Incredible Tracks. But fearing an unfortunate acronym, he plumped eventually for the rather less cumbersome yet eminently more sensible Colin's Daily Inspirational CD. He'd made several copies of his Dick for colleagues. At first, he'd been disappointed by their lukewarm response to what was, after all, the gift of a lifetime. Only with time did it dawn on him that nobody gives a flying fig what music you like. Their loss, not mine, he concluded, though he knew he was deluding himself. There was simply no accounting for people's tastes. Colin took his Dick everywhere. He couldn't bear to be parted from it. Just in case, he'd copied his Dick to his MP3 player. Talking of which, where had that got to? He remembered taking it out of the briefcase to make room for his sandwiches, but... You just used ain't and a double negative in the same sentence! I'm sorry, Jack? I said you just used ain't and a double negative in the same sentence. The hell I did! You said it ain't my favourite no more. No, I didn't. Ah, yes, you did, said about 20 voices in unison. Well, what if I did? There ain't nothing none of us can do about it now, is there? You couldn't argue that, but that wasn't going to stop Jack trying. And that was a triple negative, crap it. Piss off, Jack. You couldn't argue with that either. I ain't learned nothing this class. Or any class, Jack. So why is that, do you think? Crap teacher, I guess. So, would you rather have Simon? Asked Colin, playing his trump card. If it came to a choice between studying language and songs with Colin or carnage and bombs with Simon, nobody in their right mind, not even Jack, would choose the latter, for everybody agreed that Simon's classes were bloody awful. I didn't say that. I'll tell him that you requested a change of teacher. Perhaps something can be arranged. Silence. Quick! Quick while you're winning! Okay then, I think we'd better call it a day. Wednesday, isn't it, dear? Yes, that's right, Miss Tedley. What's your point exactly? Or even approximately? I thought you wanted to know what day it was. Oh, I see. No, I said it's time to call it a day, that's all. Well, let's call this one Wednesday, shall we, dear? Whatever, Miss Tedley. Look, folks. I'm sorry, but I've got a dash for a slash, said Colin, desperately trying to put an end to proceedings. Though not before adding an apocalyptic afterthought. But hey! Let's be careful out there! Said Colin, forgetting to be careful in here too, as he tripped on Jack's thoughtfully placed rucksack and went flying face first into the corridor.